Once again, it might be a holiday, but some people still work. Happy MLK Day and happy signing splash day for the Toronto Canadian Blue Jays. They just signed a 5-year deal with Anthony Santander. Now, this has been rumored quite a bit often recently, and it was probably most likely going to happen, especially if it comes down to money. Santander's already been on the East Coast, being with the Orioles. He had a career year of 44 home runs, batting like 230-something, maybe even a little bit higher than that. And it's a good fit. The Blue Jays absolutely need some help, absolutely needed a bat, for one thing. Instead of being so focused defensively on just trying to prevent runs, they needed to find someone who could come in and produce runs. Now, sorry about this orientation, guys. Caveat, I'm using my phone, and I feel like this thing is set up for vertical, and I'm hoping not. They keep doing these deals when I'm not in the office and I don't have availability to actually set up. So it's a 5-year deal pending a physical, which we're going to assume is going to be fine. He played last year. He didn't have any surgeries or anything crazy like that. But this is what, the seventh, eighth, maybe even the ninth player that the Blue Jays have went after have been in the talks about. This includes Juan Soto. This includes Tanner Scott. This includes Teoscar Hernandez. This includes who else? Who else has been on the radar that got picked up by somebody else and they lost out to? God, the list is for Max Fried. Corbin Burns. All these guys, if we're going off the pitchers. So, I'm happy that I'm happy that the Blue Jays fans have something to rave about finally. It's been a really rough year for them. Hi, everybody. Starting to come. We got some people actually coming into the chat now. It's just been rough for Toronto. They're in on every, they're teased with every single deal. They're offered a position to possibly contend if they sign all these players, and there's leaks, or someone's telling all these reporters that they're in on these guys, and they just fall short every single time. I don't know why I missed this one. We just talked about him, Roki Sasaki. I'm just saying, they were the last one to compete with the Dodgers. It's just been rough. So this Anthony Santander thing, being a big splash is good for them, especially for Toronto, because honestly, I think the Andrés Giménez trade was a loss. I don't know why they took on that contract. I don't know why they gave up Horwitz. I have no idea why they went that route. I get their defensive first kind of idea for an office, but the bat is so bad that, I mean, unless they just think he's going to be able to perform in Rogers, at the Rogers Center, it just makes absolutely zero sense to me. So Anthony Santander going to probably play left field, I would guess, for Toronto, which in turn, I think that's going to probably send down, what's his name? I always forget how to pronounce it. Lopu, let me see if I can look it up. What's his name? Yeah, Loperfido, Joey, didn't do very good last year. Definitely one of the worst hitters on the team. Granted, his numbers were relatively shy. I don't know, his OPS was 614. He had four home runs out of 262 plate attempts. I believe his, let's see here, I don't have his batting average available to me right this second. Pretty sure he's going to be sent down to AAA, because the other option that they have on their roster, at least on their bench, is Davis Schneider, and I don't see them pushing him down. And they just traded for Miles Straw, who's, I mean, he's 30 years old, but I feel like they wouldn't trade for him unless they felt like he was going to be a valuable asset. Defensively, he is a really good player. Again, hitting on that Toronto mindset. So, yeah. Anthony Santander, going to be a Blue Jay. Filling that left field. If he can bring 40 home runs to Toronto, Vladdy's got a, he's got to run for his money at that point. And that's a whole nother topic that we probably could cover and talk about is why have they not just, and this is, the Blue Jays are like the richest organization in baseball. More than, yeah, more than Cohen. Cohen's the richest owner, but this is owned by a corporation, Rogers Corp. And they are the richest ownership, we'll just say ownership, in baseball. Sign Vladdy. Give him what he wants. Like, he's your franchise face. You want people to buy tickets. You want to get to buy more jerseys. You want people to invest. Like, people aren't going to buy his jersey as much if they don't think he's going to stay. And yet you're out here sending offers to Juan Soto, to Roky Sasaki, to Anthony Santander. You're now spending money on. You're trying to go get Corbin Burns. You're trying to get all these guys that are going to be costing a ton of money. But you won't throw what the guy who has been producing the most for you, the money he wants to keep him there, and that's in your best interest. And honestly, I think the fact that they have not contributed to funding Vladdy tells everybody else in the league up to this point that they're not going to be invested in if they perform. Santander, I don't know. I'm going to assume he's an East Coast guy for the most part of his career. Or just has a home out there, or he loves Canada. I don't know his personal reasons for signing with Toronto. I don't have a figure in front of me. I looked everywhere. Nobody has a number. It's also pending a physical. How shitty would it be if he didn't pass a physical for Toronto? That would suck. I mean, at the same time, it didn't stop them from signing Jeff Hoffman. And two other teams passed up on him. So, I don't know if it would matter. It really depends, I guess, on whatever his part that he fails in. If it's a leg or back issue, might want to worry about it. If it's like a finger issue or something like that, probably not a big deal. That would suck. Yeah, Anthony Santander. Okay, so like I said, 44 home runs, 230 some odd batting average, or maybe it's 240. I haven't looked. In fact, I can probably pull that up. What did he bat last year? I know he had 44. What do we got here? Oh, 235. 235 batting average, but he slugged 506. So, well above average in that aspect. He had an OPS of 815. Pretty good. Pretty good. And he did that in a field as a switch hitter in a stadium like Baltimore, where they moved the fences back, where they made it harder for hitters to hit it out of the park, to perform. They made it more of a pitcher stadium. So that speaks a lot. How much he's getting paid, I don't know why they haven't released that. I'm wondering if it's a secret. I wonder if that is strategically planned so that they're not showing their hand when it comes to Vladdy. It sounds like Bo Bichette's gone. Like, they don't want to extend him. He might be a fan favorite, but just because of his performance this last season, he needs to prove it on his last year before he moves off to another team or gets an extension offered to him. So that I think is what's happening there. But this is a real rough look for signing Vladdy at this point. And I would be, as if I was a Blue Jays fan, I know Jim's a Blue Jays fan, Jim Riley. I'm pretty sure he's live right now talking about this himself. He's probably ecstatic, and he should be. This is a big move. This is great. They made a splash, but the richest team in baseball should have made 4 splashes already. But this is a big one. They needed it. They need pitching. I would say they need another outfielder, another big bat outfielder, not defensive first, a big bat outfielder. But first, they should spend money on Vladdy. Extend him. Get him the rest of his career. He's so young. He's going to be 26 this year, I think. Get him on a 6-year deal. If not 10. Why not? I think 36 is like about the time where you're like, all right, it's time to renegotiate a contract. 34 might be even smarter for the Blue Jays as an option. But yeah, 6, 8, 10 years, get him signed up. And then the rest of these free agents that are out there, they might feel a little bit better that if you're going to pay them and you perform, that you're not going to be stingy with money. That's the first thing I think that the Blue Jays need to do now, since they finally got somebody. They need to grab onto Vladdy, not let him go, or sign Pete Alonso and trade him away. The fan base is not going to be happy. But it could work out in their favor, even though I think that is a bad strategy, given the fact that Vladdy's way younger than Alonso. And Vladdy's going to perform, I think, better than Alonso. But right now, 2025, at least you have maybe a comeback from Bo Bichette, because this is his prove-it year, to either be extended or to prove himself for a decent contract and be a starter on another team. And Vladdy, probably going to be good old Vladdy. Now you have Santander. Now you have a big power bat in that lineup. This is probably your biggest bat since Teoscar Hernandez left in 2023. So, good for the Blue Jays. Good for that team. I'm expecting them to do a lot more. There's not many big bats left on the market at this point. And especially for outfield. So, maybe Mark Canna. Maybe. I wouldn't consider him a big bat, but he's a bat. Where will he end up? Not sure. He's played on a bunch of different teams. Maybe he could be a DH for a team. Maybe the Giants want to bring him back, because Wilmer Flores is a questionable DH for batting like .208 last year. So what else could the Blue Jays add? It's got to be pitching. Maybe Jack Flaherty. Maybe having Santander, knowing there's going to be run support. Jack Flaherty might fit in there with Gausman. They brought back Jimmy Garcia, so they're going to have some bullpen help. Yeah. Alek Manoah. Maybe he can continue where he left off. It's not a bad team. It really is not. If I take a look at this, George Springer, I know he's at towards the end of his career, he's 35, but and he batted .220, but 19 home runs as a leadoff guy, that'd be pretty good for me. I mean, I understand his slugging is only .371. If he can bump that up a little bit, that's still going to be good. Having Vladdy in there, of course, you're going to be you're going to be good to go. He hit 30 home runs last season, but a .323 batting average, he's getting on base, he's hitting the ball. It's not all bombs, and that's, I think, very important these days since we all focus on power. I think winning is just base hits, getting on base and moving runners in and crossing the plate. I don't like the small ball idea. I know we love the power and stuff, but the fact that he's making that much contact is really good. Santander, being 30, he's not going to be the oldest one on the field, and he's not terrible defensively, so he's a big addition. Bo Bichette better turn it around. Will Wagner, I feel like there's room to, like, replace him as a DH. I think you can get a real big bat. Maybe that is Alonso. Maybe that is Canna. I don't have the full list of people that are still available on the free agents list. I gotta take a look because it's getting thin at this point. Very thin. You still have Ernie Clements. Alejandro Kirk, I think, needs a backup catcher. I don't know if they really want to use him throughout the entire year for every single game and rely on maybe calling somebody up from AAA. That's a bit risky, in my opinion. We'll see how Nathan Lukes does in center field. I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan Klaas A gets called up to fill in and maybe platoon with him out there if they don't add anybody. Dalton Varsho is still injured, so it's going to be a little bit of a wait. And then Miles Straw could also go out there as well. But Ernie Clements, solid third baseman. Andres Jimenez, maybe his bat will come back. But defensively, you have a really good middle infield at this point. Defensively. Offensively, very bleak. So if you're really focused on middle infield defense and you're okay with the bats you have, then go upgrade your DH. Upgrade your center field. That's probably the two spots that you really need to fill the most if you're trying to have a serious offensive team. Your pitching, I mean, Berríos, Gausman, Bowden Francis was insanely good last year. If he can carry that over, he's going to be your ace. Bassett's always really good. Yariel Rodriguez coming back. We'll see how he performs, but you might want to get another arm because your long reliever is Tommy Nance. Get another arm, I guess, if you're not going to get a major power bat, which there's not very many left. But Anthony Santander is going to be probably, it's wild to me, but if he played for Toronto last year, he would be the star of the team, him and Vladdy. And he might even take the reins just because he hit 14 more home runs than him. So is this a message to Vladdy saying, hey, we can find people better? I don't know. But I think you should pay him just for your merchandise, your fans. I mean, your fans is your entire country. So keep that in mind, Toronto, if anybody watches this. Fans, what do you guys think? I mean, if you're watching this after we're live, leave it down in the comments. Let me know. We'll converse. We'll talk. I want Blue Jay, Canadian, Toronto, homegrown fans letting me know how it feels. If you're in Detroit and you're a Blue Jays fan, if you're somewhere in Michigan, somewhere in Montana, somewhere close to the Canadian border and you're a Blue Jays fan, what do you guys think? I mean, obviously, all of you are going to be excited that Santander signed with the Blue Jays. That's huge. That's a big splash, big bat. So celebrate, but also don't stop asking for more, because there is more that you could get and you should get. With that said, we'll see what happens. We're getting towards the very end of January. Spring training is coming up quick. Congrats to the Blue Jays. Big signing. Hopefully passes his physical. I'm not going to jinx that one. And I guess I'll catch you all later. See ya.